867.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to Free Talk Live with Mark
and Toby. And are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, and trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
And also, you know, there's the BBS there at Free Talk Live. You can go and chat with hundreds of liberty activists. There's hundreds of thousands of posts there, and you can play with the trolls at freetalklive.com.
And I'm sure it's on fire right now because of all the stuff that's going on about this Ian in jail issue. I'm sure there's all sorts of post commentary from all the different sides up there. So join on into the discussion and let your point be heard.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, the main host of the show, Ian, has managed to get himself tossed in the pokey for, well, having a couch in his lawn, contempt of court, you decide. Anyway, there's lots of callers, lots of people want to talk about this, but before we go on with that, I want to try to play a little bit of audio from today's festivities, and if that doesn't work, we'll go straight to the calls, okay? It's a little muffled.
Is it Ian Bernard?
Have a seat now. Have a seat.
I'll be doing that under duress.
Take him into custody.
Yes, sir. All right.
I'm under duress. Operating under duress.
Okay, I understand.
Definitely Wapner.
What do you use for the office so they don't get entitled?
I don't see Wapner.
Well, when you sit down with these cuffs, these personal cuffs, they'll tighten up on you, and I don't want them to tighten up on you.
Okay, are they all right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sure. Let's go over here now.
This guy that you're talking, the sort of the head bailiff guy, it's been great the whole time, I've got to say.
Yeah, I've talked to him. He's a pretty nice guy if you talk to him.
A lot of clunking and clicking. I think that's pretty much it, isn't it? Is that the point that they took him out of the room?
No, right now he's sitting there. They sit him down on the side, and he sits there for a while the court seems in a little bit of a fluster before finally taking him off to the back room where they have his trial away from the public because I guess they didn't want them to be subject to that or something. They had the rest of his trial in a room that was broadcast on a little bit of a circuit television. With
closed circuit, not broadcast.
Oh, yeah, that's... I'm sorry. Didn't really have much audio.
Right, so there's no video or audio of proceedings besides this. Right. And I think we're going to probably hear a bunch of clicking and thumping after essentially this, right?
Yeah. And maybe some people trying to follow Ian in and being told that, no, Ian's
okay,
not
Ian,
allowed. You can't bring the camera.
Run your court case in the other courtroom. I'm going to set on the TV here so everybody can see it. So it'll be on video for you, so you'll be able to see it.
Will you bring my notes?
Yep, great. Yeah, I'll bring notes.
Okay. Will my cameraman be able to see it?
Negative. You'll be able to see it through here.
Okay.
Am I following you?
Just a second. Right?
Give me just a second.
I'll block this.
Yeah.
That's just Jack.
Okay, so that's it. I feel lucky that audio played. You can call in with your comments about Ian getting thrown the cooler today. But we've got lots of calls to take. John in New Hampshire. Comments,
yes.
John?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello. Yeah, I'm just calling up because I've been kind of over the years a minarchist in... You know, I've found that the legislative branch, you know, they pass some crazy laws, and sometimes, you know, I've been told all my life that, well, don't you worry about it too much because the executive branch, and they can keep that in check, and this is what we're taught about, you know, checks and balances and this sort of stuff. And, you know, we know the executive goes crazy sometimes, like torturing people and all this stuff, and, you know, unjustified wars all around the world. But don't you worry about it, because at least they'll appoint judges that will interpret the laws and that sort of stuff. So you know, as a minarchist, Mark, I think you can appreciate this, that we think that, you know, at least, you know, there's got to be something that the government ought to be able to do for us. And courts, how bad can that be? There's no force. There's no violence there. It's just court.
Well, until today.
I don't know what to do about this other than, you know, there's no Leonard Skinner song with a line that says, "All, you know, Lord, I can't make any changes. All I can do is write them in a song." I'm thinking of writing a song called "The Third Leg Is Gone," because, you know, I feel like I'm sitting on this three-legged stool, and I know that the legislative branch, that leg is broken, and the executive is broken. What happens when you're balancing on one last leg of that minarchist three-legged stool, and some fool like this dude jerk, kicks that thing out? Here's what I'm thinking, Mark. Right? If this guy with his all the might that he has, with the badges and the guns behind him, which is in fact violence, it's that judicial thing that you and I and all the other minarchists all around the country and the world, we think that you know, at least that's that one last thing we can hold on to. Maybe not so much. Maybe not so much. Because if this guy wanted to be a real jerk, and I don't know how, I want to use other language, but I don't know what I can get away with on the radio, so I'll just restrain it to jerk.
Jerk's
if he
fine.
Wanted to be a real jerk, and he said, "You know what, Mr. Bernard Freeman, whatever you want to call yourself, you're facing 10 days here, and you're not respecting my black robe. I'm going to double that." And he would have put him in jail for 20 days. And he would have been severe to do that, to double the penalty. Wouldn't that be severe, to double it? It's almost 100 friggin' days, people. This is the branch, the judicial branch that you think is nonviolent. You think this is nonviolence? This is the judicial branch putting my friend in jail for nearly 100 days. Wake up, people. The system is broken, and it cannot be fixed.
Before you go on, John, I'd like to read Article 18 from the New Hampshire Constitution for you, if I could. 18, yeah. All penalties ought to be proportioned to the nature of the offense. No wise legislature will affix the same punishment to the crimes of theft, forgery, and the like, which they would do to murder and treason. Where the same undistinguishing severity is exerted against all offenses, the people are led to forget the real distinction in the crimes themselves, and to commit the most flagrant with as little compunction as they do the slightest offenses. For the same reason, a multitude of sanguinary laws is both impolitic and unjust.
You got it right there. And Mark, you know, the first time I ever called this show, you know, I was closer to you than I was to Ian, and I've been moving in the direction towards Ian. There's a reason, because we learn, you know, and you've moved in that direction too. We're all moving in that direction. All the intelligent people of the world who are hearing this show tonight need to know that the third leg that we thought we were balancing on, they just kicked that friggin' third leg out from under us, and we need to wake up. Because you know what? This is like falling on the floor with that. This is our friend Ian, right? All the people who listen to this show, this is like our friend. You know,
yeah. It's funny, the people, I'm getting so many emails in support of Ian, and you know, it's great, thank you very much. It's funny how many people have said, you know, I don't like Ian, but this is terrible. And, you know, it just goes to show that it's unjust.
He's got an abrasive side, and that's what talked off the judge. But the judge is supposed to be, you know, he's supposed to be even-handed. He's supposed to... Who else can you go to, right? This is the whole point of it, right? Who else, as a minarchist, who else are you supposed to go to for moderation and cool-headedness? This guy's clearly not cool-headed. We saw what he did with the camera. 1 week, he said, you cannot pan the camera. The following week, he said, and good credit to him, that he said, you can have the camera and pan it. And he even allowed others. But you know what? All these bastards go to the same clubs, they hang around with the same people, and they must have been saying to him, what did you do? You just loosened up the reins of our tyranny. Now you're going to need to react severely to reel that back in. Don't you ever do that again. And he's probably hearing from all his friends, and now what did he do? Then he got the letter from that guy that was going to do the documentary, he reversed himself.
John, thank you. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. This is Mark with you.
And Toby. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Now, Mark, something that I was wondering if your opinion on that we were talking about during the break is Ian is in jail for 93 days for this couch and contempt of court issue. But on December 12th, he and I are scheduled to appear in Keene District Court again for a different issue, this time for holding a festival without a permit, the Keene Freedom Fest that happened, I think it was October 26th. We were out there, and the people who organized it didn't have a permit, and they targeted myself for Free Minds TV and Ian for having FreeKeene.com as the supposed supporters of the event, even though neither of us were organizing the event. It was done by a number of different individuals. But we're supposed to be back in the Keene District Court, both of us, to answer this charge. What are they going to be doing with Ian with that? Are they going to take him out of jail to have come to court on this one?
Right. You know, it's the obligation of the sheriff to bring an inmate that, you know, needs to go to court to court. I think they'll, you know, likely, if especially if it's seeing the same judge that's seeing it, he'll know where he is, and so he'll have him sent for.
So there's potential, if all goes well, he'd just have the 93 days, but there's potential if things didn't go well with this one, and Ian has the same tactics as he does, and the judge hasn't cooled down, that Ian could be going away for a little bit longer, even if he's not playing by the rules the next time around, which is in less than a month.
Yeah, and I suspect the judge will try to decide whether or not Ian has learned a bit of a lesson too. He's going to have an opportunity, you're right, in about a month to ask questions of Ian and, you know, kind of goad him a little bit and see if he's, you know, straightened up as far as the judge is concerned.
Yeah, I guess they both have a little bit of time to think on this, Ian, deciding whether he'll have about 30 days, about a third of his sentence, to decide if he wants, if it's worth it to try anymore, at least right away, and as well as the judge to think about as well. So I guess that's a story that's going to be interesting once it comes along down the line, and of course we'll be reporting on it when it does happen.
Yeah. I sincerely hope he just gets through it. Anyway, there's all kinds of people that want to talk about this, so let's go ahead and go to Dan in Illinois. Dan?
Hello.
Hey, Dan.
How you doing? Great show, guys. Good conversations. I'm a first-time caller to y'all's show. I find your show very interesting. I want to touch on a few bases. First off, for people out there that do listen to your show, please have a pen handy. I do not promote, and I do not make any monies off of any kind of research that I have done to take myself away from this illegitimate jurisdiction that people find themselves in. I'm a person that hasn't used a driver's license for more than 10 years, and that's quite illegal for the simple fact that the state owns part of your vehicle. So I'd like to cover this. There was a very good person that I had listened to on another radio show. It's a book that a gentleman named Jim Percy has wrote, and his website is, and again, this, I am not making any money off of anything that I'm trying to put out here. I'm just trying to help people spread the word. How do you get out of situations? I'm sorry. Did I hear you trying to say something?
No, I wasn't. I was. I'm really. Okay. Just waiting.
You want to go to AmericaIndistress.com. That's AmericaIndistress.com. This gentleman, Jim Percy, has wrote a very good book. One of his main thing is to get your birth certificate for your vehicle to prevent you from having to have. The only reason why people have to have tags and things because the state does own part of your vehicle. And if you want to run around without a driver's license, you can't do that because they will mail you because they have interest in your vehicle. So you need to take that interest away.
So this is the allodial title that we've heard.
Exactly. Yeah. It's MOS, MSO. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Allodial title.
That's allodial title is generally for land, and then it's really this is the vehicle.
Actually the vehicle's birth certificate.
Yeah, vehicle manufactured origin.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, depending on where you're at, it's MSO or MCO, depending on what state you're in. But if you go to again American in Distress, and then contact Jim, he will freely email this to you because it's not in his recent book. He's going to make another book. But his book is very interesting. I think everybody should get this.
Thank you, Dan. Again, appreciate it.
All right. So anyhow, my second thing is courts acquiesce. If you want to completely escape, I don't care if you're sitting in a prison or if you're going to go in front of a judge. You've got to cross-file everything.
Cross-file.
You cross-file. And now some information on that. Again, same thing, just my own personal research. And I have gone through both of these moves that I'm speaking of. You want to go to another website, and it's JCA-PSASL.
Oh, God.
.org. That's JCA-PSASL.org. Third time, so nobody...
Thank God. That's fine, Dan. I can't do it three times. I appreciate your call. And let's take Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling from Tennessee. Gene, you there?
Well, I'm pretty disgusted with what happened with Ian today, but I expected that he'd probably get a weekend in jail or something.
Well, he did essentially get the weekend in jail for the couch.
Yeah.
He got 90 days for the contempt of court.
It just goes to show that the cult members don't like it when you show them that their cult is nothing more than a cult. Most cult members, and it doesn't matter what cult you're talking about, they will bristle and put up a defensive position once you try to show the falsity of their ideas. Now, I don't believe that Ian handled this in the best manner. It doesn't sound like it to me. Plus, I didn't, when I talked earlier this week about it, I didn't really think that he was going to bring up the right kind of issues. And there really are no right kind of issues.
Yeah.
Because in reality, the court should be taking the responsibility of making sure that they listen to what the defendants have to say. It just goes to show you that they don't care about rules. They don't care about reality. They don't care about right and wrong. What they care about is maintaining their fictitious image of having some kind of authority. They don't have authority. All they have is force, and that's what you saw today, was they come down with their force. And I do agree with that earlier caller who said he no doubt sat down and probably got reamed by his fellow judges and prosecutors and maybe some of the police sergeants and, I don't know, the detectives, whoever. They probably all got together and said, look, this is starting something here in this part of New Hampshire that we want to nip in the bud right
here.
We got to
do something. Thanks for calling, Gene. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Nonex Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris build up under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Target, and other fine pharmacies and mass retailers. In the foot care section.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine-moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll-free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. Call in with whatever you want to talk about. The whole show, we've pretty much been talking about my co-host, Ian, who's in jail now, and you know, his court case today and what happened, the 93 days he's going to be in there. It's Mark with you.
And Toby.
And you can call in and talk about that or anything you want. 800-259-9231. But we got on the line somebody who was there. Jesse in Keene, New Hampshire. Jesse?
Yeah, hey, guys. I just kind of picked up the show right now, me and Cooper. We are having computer troubles. But, I just wanted to say that having saw it with my own eyes, like, you know, I always hear the horror stories. I've never actually been there for them. And, seeing it with my own eyes today, it was just something. I mean, like, I'm an anarchist already, but that even was a kind of jaw-dropping experience for me. It was very exciting, almost, I don't know, like, I was very excited about it all. And, like, I don't know if that's a good thing or, you know, a terribly morbid thing because now he is in jail, but...
Well, if excited is, excited is normally used as in a positive sense, but, you know, it wouldn't be inaccurate as to how I felt. I was energized by the activities. I wish that the results had been different. It's going to be a burden on me. It's a burden on Julia, Ian's girlfriend. It's, you know, everybody who knows Ian, it's a burden. And, you know, I can say that I have a certain level of animosity towards the judge in this, and I have a certain level towards Ian in this.
Well, yeah, I know we kind of, you know, I made a passing joke about it earlier this morning, but, I feel for you, and I feel for, everybody else that's kind of pitching. I know, you got Toby or had Nick over there too. You know, so I mean, it's going to be tough on all of us around Keene, I guess.
Now, Jesse, before you go on, can you give me some things that you sort of saw and felt today while you were in the courtroom? I mean, what struck you as the most important part of it all?
Honestly, the most important part of it all, that I felt was that Ian didn't really back down. I mean, I don't really feel he got in their face, and since I mean, I thought he was asking some very legitimate questions, like when he said, "Can you explain to me, you know, consent to the governed in the New Hampshire Constitution, which takes from the Constitution of the United States?" You know, like honestly, like they said he was making political arguments, but he was actually making some legal arguments, and I thought he was. Like, he didn't really have to be brave because he knew what he stood for. I mean, it's one thing to kind of question yourself and be brave, but, you know, he got up there and he tried to say his piece and they wouldn't have it.
They certainly wouldn't.
Yeah, I thought he looked great, though.
Yeah, I got that impression, too, that that the judge just didn't want to hear any of his arguments. At his trial, he was unable to talk about the New Hampshire Constitution, the highest law in the land. I think that there's a problem with that. Yeah, I do think your law is drawn into question by the highest law in the land. The judge didn't feel that way. He felt that it was irrelevant. I've been told that constitutional issues are argued on the appellate level and not on the, whatever level isn't the appellate one, circuit. And so this, you know, the judge isn't going to hear something like that. However, I'm of the opinion that all the judges swore an oath to New Hampshire Constitution, and therefore they're obligated to enforce it at all levels. I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me why I would have to go through the legal process. And in this case, he got 93 days. I mean, would he not have had to serve the 3 days in jail if he, you know, said that there was going to be an appeal? I think not. How are they going to return to him his 3 days if he manages to overturn this on appeal?
I agree. Like, I'm an anarchist. I don't really subscribe to the whole notion of implied social contract. But you're right. These guys, you know, they swore an oath to it. You know, this is something they clearly believe in. This is something they have put faith in. They profess their faith in by doing what they did today. They think their system is good. So they essentially did what the best they could to tell Ian to shut up. Nobody likes being told they're wrong, and that's what Ian was saying. But I agree with you. I mean, if this, you know, these are the things that they subscribe to that are in these constitutions, then they most certainly should have enforced it at every level. It's kind of like saying, you know, well, only certain, if you're a Christian, like only certain, you know, sins of Christianity aren't that bad if you're like of a, you know, you're more of a lay person than you are a clergy member. It should be the same all around, you know, sin is sin, and, I don't know, just, that's the comparison I'm really drawing here. That's the way I think of it. But
thanks, Jesse.
Are you still there, Jesse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just had a quick question for you. Now, a lot of people are wondering, is this going to scare other people off from doing similar tactics? You're an anarchist. You're from the Keene area. If you're having to go to court, is this something that's, you said you felt energized for it, somewhat of excitement from it. If you're having to go to court for anything, are you going to be trying a similar tactic, or is this sentence going to scare you away from
similar.
It?
Yeah, no, yeah. It's my full intention pretty much following Ian's footsteps. I mean, he's kind of set the bar, and now we either need to match him or erase it somehow. I mean, maybe someone will actually do something that will actually get the message out there better. I mean, the Keene Sentinel, I don't think, is picking this up, and they just, you know, blowing it off as, oh, it's a guy that's going nuts over his couch. But I honestly think that this is actually, you know, it sucks. Ian's not on the show right now. Ian's in jail, but I think it's actually going to do wonders for the movement. I think a lot more people will become more brave. They say, well, if it's just, I mean, 30 days of jail, 90 days of jail even is tough. But I mean, if they see, they say, you know, maybe I can actually push it and, you know, they'll just get sick of us. So I think it's a boon to the movement, the sacrifice, but oh man, guys got balls.
All right. Well, thanks, Jesse. Appreciate your input there. You know, I sort of think about having done lots of prison time myself, 8.5 years, 90 days. At one point I would have said, big deal. I can do that standing in my head. But, you know, I think about my life the way it is now. It's really good. I have the job that I love. I have the wife that I love. I have a child that I just get, you know, an incredible amount of joy out of. You know, and I'm one of those people that's in the state that if you don't have children, you don't understand kind of thing. you know, I love the moments that I get to spend with Jack. His mother stays with him all day, and I get to you know, pop in out of the office when I'm not making telephone calls and stuff like that. And I can only imagine what it would be like if I was ripped out of their lives, you know, for me, for them, for 90 days. It would be arduous.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't even thinking of a weekend in jail. This seems torturous to me. I'm someone who gets claustrophobic pretty easily, and being locked in a room would do that to me. I don't know. Just the thought of it right now makes me scared. So that's why
the food stinks.
I think that it would be the least of my worries. I like my life and my routine that I get to go about. As much as I don't like the 9-to-5, I think I'd even miss that. Personally, that's what it does scare me, to think that these kind of tactics are going to be used. It's something that would make me not want to use these tactics, but there are other people out there who this is infusing them and making them want to come to Keene and making them want to use similar tactics as this. Personally, I'm not someone who wants to go to jail right now.
No, I'm not looking for that either, but I'm looking for more freedom, and if people can provide that, I don't know if Ian's shenanigans today are going to provide that. I have no idea. I'm not willing to second guess that either, because I have no idea. And talking about it, you know, I'm not willing to go out on that limb. But yeah.
It could mean nothing. He could just be wasting his time there, or it could be the small pebble that starts an avalanche rolling down a hill. I don't know. Who knows? Chances are it'll be there somewhere in the middle there, and it'll enthuse some, and others will think different things about it. But you never know what kind of effect this can have on the liberty movement.
Yeah, you're right about that. Let's see what Mark in Ohio has to say about it. Mark?
Yes, hi there.
Hey.
I'm hoping that the judge is listening to your show.
You know, I wonder about that. I did. Yeah. I sent him a letter, and I don't think I did it in the wrong manner. But I had no intention of breaking any laws. I was, you know, trying to support the guy a couple of maybe a month or so ago, because I felt that he had done the right thing as far as some liberty activists here had been, you know. And I sent him a letter in support, and you know, I don't know. I'm at a loss on it all. I tell you what, Mark, I'm going to bring you back, and we'll talk about it here at the top of the hour. 800-259-9231. It's Mark with you on Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days. And give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits and hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's Mark with you.
And Toby. And did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private, confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. PrivacyHarbor.com.
If you've ever considered getting, having more privacy on the internet, even if you haven't, it's a good idea to do it. PrivacyHarbor.com has a free service. You can try it out and see how you like it. It goes on indefinitely, but sort of limited count. It's PrivacyHarbor.com. So we've been talking about Ian's trial this whole time, and I suspect we'll probably talk most of the show about it. We were on with Mark, and Mark, I sort of interrupted you because we were going into the break, and I wanted you to get a chance to, say what was on your mind.
After hearing the audio tape about with the judge showed no respect to Ian at all, and I just wonder, I'm hoping that the judge is listening. I have no respect. I would spit in the man's face if he was standing in front of me, because he has no respect. And just because he's got a robe on doesn't mean anything to me. And if like the caller talked about before about the three-legged stool, if somebody was beating that judge with that stool, and that judge was pleading for his life, I don't think the guy with the stool would listen to him, because he is not listening to Ian. Hmm. The guy has no respect for someone being in that position, should not go off the wall like the way he did.
Yeah, I did feel the judge overreacted in this circumstance. I try to, before I make judgments, I try to put myself in other people's shoes. I understand what it must be like trying to deal with liberty activists and, sort of taking the long look at what are things going to be like, what are these people doing, how are my reactions working so far, what have the results been, and those kind of things. At the same time, I think that it doesn't really matter what any of those things mean. A fair punishment is a fair punishment for whatever it is. And as far as I'm concerned, 30 days in the pokey, I'm not an expert on contempt of court charges, but 30 days for one contempt of court, and then, you know, of course he got three of them.
It should have never even went that far. We're talking about a piece of furniture, and what was my other point? Oh, no one's has, after listening after all this, no one has brought this issue up. Yes, Ian owns the property, but how's come nothing was sent to the actual owner of the couch? Nothing has happened to that person.
Well, probably the difficulty of ascertaining who the owner actually is. From what I understand, as far as the renters go, that Ian advised the renters to have the city talk to him about the issue. And the best of my knowledge, the city has only talked to him about the issue since.
Yeah, and landlords here are typically responsible for the houses that they're renting out and responsible for what their tenants are doing. So, say your tenant is growing marijuana plants in your house, the landlords could be potentially liable for that as well. So
which is
it
crazy.
Extends pretty far out there as to landlords' responsibility for such things.
Well, if this judge is listening, and I hope you are, you're nothing but scum. Thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks for your thoughts, Mark. I got not much to say on it. I've seen the man and seen his bearing and demeanor in the past, and you know I had to say up to this point that I thought that Judge Burke was a good man and a good judge and fair and all those things. Today I felt like there was an overreaction. Do I think that a normal and good person can have an overreaction? A bad day? I do. It's a big bad day when you're talking about somebody having to spend 93. When I have a bad day, nobody has to spend time in jail. Nobody gets a portion of their life stolen from them. So, I'm really on the fence on this. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm in shock.
Yeah, it makes me wonder why the judge went from being such a nice guy to being a little bit more draconian in the matter and getting a little upset about this, quite a bit upset about this. I wonder if it has to do with the coverage of this over at Free Talk Live, as well as freekeen.com and all the coverage that this has been getting in the Liberty Movement, saying that when the camera decision, when Judge Burke decided that people could pan the camera, that was seen as a victory over the court, and the activists are winning. I wonder if he's been following these and saying, look, I've got to put a stop to this.
Ian's open letter to the judge, which I don't know exactly what it said, but I know it's out there at freekeen.com. You can look at it for yourself. That could have possibly set him off, too.
Yeah, and also Ian's payment schedule that he sent. At this point, in Ian's payment schedule, anyways, he's going to be owed quite a bit of money from the city of Keene. What was he, like $50,000 per day he wanted for being put behind bars, something like that? It was quite a large amount of money that Ian was asking for as a payment schedule for various different things. So if they were actually going to pay on it, which they're not going to pay any on it.
Well, you can always put Stakel CAI on them. They do collections.
Early
out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables.
He did tell them ahead of time that if they were going to be putting him in a cage under duress, that he was going to be charging them money. They could do it, but as long as they agreed to the fee schedule ahead of time. And by them...
Question whether or not even Jason and the crack collections fellas they have over there at Seiko CAI are going to be able to collect for Ian on this one. Let's take some more calls. Cecil in Missouri. Cecil.
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
Well, sir, how are you?
I guess I'm doing pretty well other than the external circumstances that seem to be affecting people throughout the United States.
Mm. So,
like Ethan.
So, what do you got to say on it?
Well, first of all, there's pretty much constitutional defense that's being needed. There doesn't seem to be anything between the people and the people that are enforcing these laws. And they're enforcing laws that violate the U.S. Constitution. For instance, you take a misdemeanor charge and you put someone behind bars for that. According to most state laws, that is a citation, and then they're supposed to appear in court for that.
Mm-hmm.
You take people being pulled over for the suspended driver's license and being pulled out of their vehicles and tased. You take demonstrators that are exercising their First Amendment rights, and they're being arrested and detained at like Pier 57 in New York City. And who's protecting our rights and our freedoms?
Right. You know, it seems like the crimes that the enforcers are attempting to enforce are far less important to them than compliance and obedience. In the case of what you're talking about there, somebody getting pulled out of their car and tased, likely they're being pulled out of their car and tased because of either disobedience or a misunderstanding as to what's going on. In Ian's case, although he claimed not to understand exactly what was going on, and I don't think anybody can really understand the legal process, so I would defend him in that respect, but largely he understood what was going on. It's more disobedience in his case, so I think that it's a bigger problem to them is disobedience rather than these silly little laws that they're attempting to enforce.
Well, that's very much my point. Well, when it comes to the courts and the police themselves, it's a tool of tyranny to impress upon the people that your consequences for disobedience is you will be imprisoned. That is a tool of tyranny.
Yeah.
I am a Jeffersonian, and I oppose such acts of courts, of the police state. I oppose that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm offering, and I want everybody to hear this, and is that I am forming a security group right now that will, if you're going to be putting on any protest against anything, you have a license or permit if it's required in your area, that we will provide security for you in those measures. And we are the Jeffersonian Guard.
Jeffersonian Guard. Now, you're going to provide security for protests, but only licensed protests?
Well, if it's required in that state, if they are in compliance with the law of the land, then we will provide security. But if they're going to demonstrate illegally, that will put them on the wrong side of the law. However, we can do standby in case of individuals being police brutality.
Okay.
There's going to be some thin lines here. We're doing research in each state currently to find out the exact laws that will be needed. We will be standby if there's going to be any seizures done, and we will document and record it for the individual. We want to be the first line of defense between tyranny and the people.
Thanks, Cecil. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live, and it's Mark with you.
And Toby.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com. So